Wow. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. I'm your host, Silk, and you are my co-host, my Diamond Dream Team. And as Diamond would always say, it takes a team to build a dream. So I want you to stop. Stop what you're doing right now, you all. Be sure to like and share this broadcast and this podcast. It's imperative that you do so. Share it everywhere and let them know that Silk is on the air. That's right. Let them know that I'm here, you all, live and in charge, okay? You all don't forget to download the Frank Speech app. The Frank Social app is two different apps, and it's absolutely free, you all. Download the apps. That's right. Download the apps, okay? If you have any questions, email them to diamondsilk@gmail.com. That's diamondsilk@gmail.com. All right. I'm just making sure everybody's up. Okay. Everybody's up. All right. Shout out to everybody joining me live there on Getter Live, Rumble Live, Frank Speech Live, X Live. Shout out to all of y'all. Okay. Thank you all so much for coming on and chatting away. Hello, 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 hello. Silk says hello. Yes, yes, yes. Shout out to Lindell TV, to RSBN Network, to CTA TV, to Stripes. TV, to Blessed News Network, and to Eagle News Network, and all of the other different networks that's carrying the show live there on your platform. Shout out to each and every one of you. I want to say thank you so, so, so very, very much. All right. The show, you all, is sponsored by MyPillow.com, where you can get the MyPillow 2.0, the My Mattress Topper 2.0, the sheets, the slippers, the towels, the loungewear, and so much more. You all be sure to use promo code Diamond. That's right. Don't forget about the My Coffee at mystore.com. That means go to mystore.com and purchase the My Coffee, you all. I always say that the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake with My Coffee. So don't be hasty. Go on over there and get you something tasty right there at mystore.com. Use promo code Diamond or use promo code Trump1. Because he did win. That's right. He did win. Don't forget to support all of my affiliates and sponsor you all. And purchase the bumper stickers there at the diamondsilkstore.com. That's diamondandsilkstore.com. Two for $5. That's right. Go there and get you some, honey. We want Trump. We want Trump. And not only do we want Trump, y'all want Trump too. Everybody want Trump. That's right. After you've been living under tyranny for 4 years, and it hadn't grown. You've been living under this Biden nightmare and hadn't grown. Okay. But your money is gone. All right. High inflation and all of this different stuff going on. Guess what, honey? People know. People already know. They already see it. They already know, honey. You can call them whatever they want. But right now, they are a Trump supporter. Yes, they are. They are a Trump supporter. So there you have it, you all. The show is also sponsored by PatchThat.com. That's PatchThat.com. And, you know, I've been telling you all about my hot flash protocol, okay? I've been telling you all about my hot flash protocol. So before I go into the show and call out this Arizona attorney general named Chris, what's her name? Chris. I don't know, is it Mays or Ways or whatever her name is? What's her name? Let me get her name right. Chris Mays is her name. Attorney General Chris Mays. Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead on. I have to ask her some questions. I surely do, because we got another indictment. All of a sudden there's another indictment. You know, and I was just saying earlier, if President Trump blew a booger through the wrong nose hole, hey, y'all, they'd be ready to indict him for that. Huh? If the man go use the bathroom too many times, they'd be ready to indict him for that. Lord, don't let him fart. Huh? Oh, my God, it was too loud. Oh, it smelled too bad. Oh, my goodness. We're going to have to indict him for this. And don't let his team members do it. Oh, my goodness. We got to indict them, too. Huh? But they sit right here and talk all that foul mess, come out of their mouth and their backside. They fart. They blow their nose. They do all of this different stuff. And not one indictment against them. It's crazy. But I'm going to save myself until after I talk about this here hot flash protocol. So I wanted to talk about this real quick, y'all. And before I start, I want everybody to understand. Thank you very much, baby. I want everybody to understand that I still wear the S39 and the S49. I wear my S39 on the front, my S49 on the back. And I do that to for support with my stamina, my strength, and my well-being, okay? I absolutely love it. I love the way that it protects me from all of this EMF and all of these, this different frequency and all of that different stuff. That's what I love about the S39 and the S49, okay? And I love the fact that it is a photo light therapy, okay? This is photo light therapy that we're talking about. No drugs, no chemicals enters the body, you all, and it's money back guarantee, okay? It's money back guarantee, okay? All right? So now they have the diagram put up there, all right? Now, here is my hot flash protocol, all right? Here you go. I patch with the Eon patch, okay? The Eon patch is spelled A-E-O-N. This is the LifeWave Eon patch. I put that, you see there where it says TW17? Do y'all see that? And I put it behind my right ear. As a matter of fact, I got it on right now. I don't know if y'all can see it. I got it on right now, okay? All right? TW17. All right? That's where I put the Eon patch. Now, as far as the SP6 patch, I put that on the lower part of my left leg on point spleen 6. Okay? Do you see where it says SP6 there on the leg? Do y'all see that? That's where I put that particular SP6 patch at. Okay? All right? Now, let me tell you all real quick. When I got off the show, all right, the night that I started this, it was 4/4/2024. And that was in the daytime. 4/4/2024. I started it around, I want to say around 12 o'clock noon. Okay. That's when I first patched up. All right. And that's after a night of having hot flashes and night sweats. Okay. All right. So on 4/4/2024, that's when I patched up with this protocol, you all. Now listen. Okay. When I got off the show that night, all right, I went home and I went through my usual routine. After I took off my wig, took off these eyelashes and dressed, undressed and all of the different stuff, took off my makeup, and you got to use the Diamond and Silk skincare regimen and then to cleanse your face. And I took that on off, y'all. I went and I got into the shower. All right. I always take me a shower. Okay. I don't like getting in my bed without taking a shower because I don't know what's on me from the outside that can come into my bed. All right. I'm laughing because I can hear my husband right now because he know I don't play that mess like that. Anywho, so I took me a hot shower and I love for my water to be hot. All right. Even though I was going through these hot flashes, you all, I love my hot water. All right. So after I took my shower, okay, now keep in mind, I've had these patches on all that day. I took my shower with the patches on. Guess what, you all? After I got out the shower and dried off, and I went and got in the bed, you all, there was no hot flashes. I felt scared. It was so scary because I was waiting on it because the first thing I usually do is have my husband turn on the ceiling fan because you got to cool me down. And even though I have the MyPillow 2.0 with that cooling technology, now that's what I lay on that, okay? So it can keep me cool at night. But you all, when your body is just burning up, it's just burning up, all right? So anywho, guess what? I was pleasantly cool, okay? I didn't have to turn on the ceiling fan. He didn't have to turn up the air, none of that, okay? And I was just sitting there. I asked him today, do he remember what I went through on 4/4/24 when I got out that shower and got in the bed? He said, did you even get any sleep? It's like I was sitting up waiting on the night sweats to happen, y'all. Okay. And it felt like, you know, like when I thought that, okay, here it come. Cause you, if you are a real true natural born woman, you can feel when them hot flashes is about to come up on you. All right. And I was like, okay, here it come. But guess what? It went away, y'all. Whatever that was, it might have been in my mind. I don't know. But it's like I never got hot. So the next morning, y'all, when I finally woke up, I was still cool. Okay. Then I was so cool that I told my husband, I said, oh, baby, it's cold up in here. It's cold up in here. And then that's when I realized that I had been freezing him out, y'all. I had been freezing out my husband, poor fella. I've been freezing him right on out. You know, he keep his hair shaved for me because I like his hair bald, all right? So, poor baby, I was like, oh, honey, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize it was that cold up in here, but he took one for the team, okay? Because he loved his wife, all right? And I love my husband, okay? All right? And the way I had my pillow situated, you all, like I was saying with my MyPillow 2.0, I had one that laid underneath my back, all right? And then underneath my head, okay? So that I can stay cool as I can, all right? Even though my body went through what it went through, the pillows assisted with keeping me cool. But guess what, you all? I don't longer need the one for underneath my body now. I could just use the one for underneath my head because I'm no longer having these hot flashes. Okay? All right? And I want you all to understand that this worked for me in one day. This was one day when it worked for me. Okay? And it worked so well that I actually wore that one patch for 24 hours. I was scared to take it off because I was like, this is unbelievable. This is really happening for me. Me? What? Yes, me. Okay. All right. But now, when I took off the patches, I want you all to know that I still felt pleasantly cool. There was still no hot flashes, no night sweats. All right. Now, throughout this time period, the last few months, I took one time. And I went 2 days without putting on the patch protocol. Okay. I can recall a few times where it felt like I was about to heat up. It felt like it, but guess what? It went away. It's like whatever that feeling was, it just went straight away. And then I was cool again. Uh-huh. Yep. So now you all, what I do is I alternate these patches 12 hours on, 12 hours off. Okay. And another thing that I'm realizing these patches are doing for me, it feels like my hormones are being balanced. Yeah, I'm feeling a little spiffy sometimes too. Uh-huh. And I love that, okay? I'm not burning up, all right? Now, remember once again, you all, that these patches has no chemicals, no medicine, no drugs. None of that enters the body. This is photolight therapy, all right? This is photolight therapy, and I've been spreading the love around, letting you all know what I've been doing, okay, from time to time. But people have been asking me, Silk, are you going to do it again? So you all, I'm going to do it again. The first 100 people that goes to patchthat.info and fill out the form, including your entire mailing address, I will send you one Eon patch for free and one SP6 patch for free for you to try, okay? I'm only going to send you one for you to try, all right? Now, I'm talking to my individuals with hot flashes. I'm hearing that you have some men out there that's also getting hot flashes. Now, I'm not talking about the little chicks, the fake chicks with the kickstand and the side sticks. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about actual real men, okay? Now, you going around here, you're eating this chicken and different stuff out at all these different restaurants. We don't know what they're putting estrogen in and what they're doing. Uh-huh, but we know they're doing something, okay? And they got a lot of our men walking around here sometimes feeling a little feminine, uh-huh, and then sometimes suffering from things called hot flashes. So men, you included too, if you're suffering from hot flashes, all right? First 100 people that goes to patchthat.info and fill out the entire form, including your full mailing address. Now listen, Silk ain't going to hunt you down for your mailing address. If you want these patches for free, you better include your entire mailing address. That includes the address, the lot number, the street number, the apartment number. Yes, yes, yes. All right. The city, state, the zip, the whole zip code. I need to know all of them numbers. All right. So that I can go ahead on and send it out to you for free. Once again, that's patchthat.info. Now, if you want to go ahead and purchase these patches, you can go to patchthat.com. All right. Patchthat.com. All right. And so I told y'all that I was going to do this for you. I done it. Now you all, there it is. Okay. So, and I'll get those patches out to you so you can be feeling good like Silk. All right. Cause I feel good. All right. Now, listen, you all, let me just be real with y'all. I can't wait to vote for Trump. I cannot wait for vote for President Donald J. Trump. Election day should be right now. Yes, I wish it was right now so that I can just go in there and vote for Trump. Okay. All right. What we're going to have to do is overvote their cheat. Okay. It's going to have to be too big to rig is what's going to have to happen, you all. The runway that they've been riding on with the dead votes, the illegal votes. Yes, the people that hadn't voted in a long time. Uh-huh. Guess what? We're going to have them to run out of runway. No runway. Uh-huh. They're going to have to run out of it. That's right. That's right. So that's what we're going to have to do. Overvote their cheat. Now, I want to talk real quick about this illegitimate Attorney General, Chris Mays. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Uh-huh. There's a lot of people running around here that's illegitimate. The people didn't vote for your ass. No, the people didn't vote for you. You were selected, not elected, in my own humble opinion. Okay? I had to put that in so I can protect myself, y'all, because I don't want them people to have me in and out of court. Up and down, I can't go to my child's graduation because they got me in court. Talking about some old hoda that's a porn star. I ain't got time for all of that different stuff. Okay? Now listen, I have a clip that I want my producer to play. Please play clip one.
Hi, I'm Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays. Let me start by thanking everyone for your patience as we conducted a thorough and professional investigation over the past 13 months into the fake elector scheme in our state. I understand for some of you today didn't come fast enough, and I know I'll be criticized by others for conducting this investigation at all. But as I have stated before and will say here again today, I will not allow American democracy to be undermined. It's too important. The investigators and attorneys assigned to this case took the necessary time to thoroughly piece together the details of the events that began nearly 4 years ago. They followed the facts where they led, and I'm very proud of the work they've done to date. We're here because justice demands an answer to the efforts that the defendants and other unindicted co-conspirators allegedly took to undermine the will of Arizona's voters during the 2020 presidential election. Arizona's election was free and fair. The people of Arizona elected President Biden. Unwilling to accept this fact, the defendants charged by the state grand jury allegedly schemed to prevent the lawful transfer of the presidency. Whatever their reasoning was, the plot to violate the law must be answered for, and I was elected to uphold the law of this state. The scheme, had it succeeded, would have deprived Arizona's voters of their right to have their votes counted for their chosen president. It effectively would have made their right to vote meaningless.
Okay, listen, y'all. Now, I don't know if it's just me. It may be my glasses. I may have to wipe them off or something. But she looked like AI to me. That looked like AI is what that looked like to me, okay? It's what it looked like to me. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing, okay? Now, 9 counts, you all, conspiracy. They're charging President Trump's allies, okay? 9 counts, conspiracy, fraudulent schemes and practices, forgery. They're charging President Trump's allies, okay, with these indictments. I want to know, when did it become a crime to investigate an election? When did that become a crime? Can somebody please type it? Tell me, let me know, okay? Let me know, when did it become a crime to investigate an election, huh? When did it become a crime to deny the outcome of an election, huh? When did it become a crime, huh? If you say, oh no, I think that person lost. Oh, now it's a crime. Huh? We're gonna just indict you. We're just gonna say you is a conspiracy, huh? Now, when you got Democrats that's been doing this all the time, honey, you can still got Hillary old looking, oh, out there talking about Trump cheated. Oh, Trump cheated. You had what's his name? Alvin, the one that looked like he ate Simon and Theodore, Alvin Bragg. Uh-huh. You got him out there. What was that? His opening statement where he was talking about President Trump and the election. Huh? Yes, 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 yes. Now, I have a question for for this illegitimate attorney general. Her name is Chris Mays, okay? I want to know, this is what I want to know, did she also collude and conspire with the Biden regime? That's what I want to know, because see, something feels very strange to Silk. How is it that all of these Democrats, different cities and states and counties and different things, everybody want to go after Trump, huh? So did she collude with the Biden regime? That's what I want to know, huh? Yes. See, if you are a contestant in an election, you have the right to contest the outcome if you feel like something went wrong, huh? If we're playing a game and they call foul, we got a right to review it, do we not? If President Donald J. Trump was a contestant in the contest and he called foul, he has a right to contest the contest. Duh. Huh? So these people have fallen and they can't get up. I want to know with this attorney general, this illegitimate attorney general, Chris Mays, I want to know, is anybody going to investigate her election that she had with Abe Hamadeh in 2022? Huh? Is anybody going to investigate her election? I just want to know. Okay, now listen, in this video, she states that the investigation, that they investigated a thorough and professional investigation over the past 13 months into the fake elector scheme in her state. My question is, did she investigate to see how much election fraud, what type of election fraud took place in the 2020 and 2022 election? Did she investigate that? Yeah, you want to investigate everybody else, but did you investigate that? Okay, because the people was hollering out about election fraud. Okay, they was hollering up about it in 2020 and in 2022. And guess what? There still ain't been no investigation. You want to investigate the people, but you don't want to investigate the machines. You want to investigate the people, but you don't want to investigate the process. Something went wrong. Huh? And the people know it. And you know that the people know it. So are you going to investigate that? Okay. She went on to say that she would not allow America's democracy to be undermined. Well, Chris, well, if she was really concerned about America's democracy, she would advocate for them to count the additional uncounted 9,000 ballots in her own election in 2022. Huh? Especially if they say that she only won by 208 votes. We got 9,000 ballots out there that hadn't been counted in her 2022 election. Huh? Did I say something wrong? Did I say it too clearly? Huh? 9,000 ballots that still have yet to be counted, but you want to talk about democracy. Huh? Let's count these 9,000 ballots that you all are holding hostage and let's see who really won that 2022 election, huh? It was the attorney general election there with Abe Hamadeh. Uh-huh. You all, this is ridiculous. She also went on to say the Arizona election was free and fair. So I want to know, how the hell is it free when we all paying the cost right now? Huh? High inflation, high food costs, high gas costs, people getting high. Yes, all this fentanyl and different drugs and different things running around here. Talking about it was free and fair. That's not free and fair. That's rigged and fraud. That's what it is. Then she had the nerve to go and say that the defendants charged by the state's grand jury allegedly schemed to prevent the lawful transfer of the presidency. She went on to say that the scheme, had it succeeded, would have deprived Arizona voters of their rights to have their votes counted for their chosen president. Now, one word that she continued to use throughout that video was the word scheme. Y'all notice that? She used the word scheme. So I had to go look that word up. Y'all, it means a large-scale systematic plan or arrangement for attaining a particular object or putting a particular ideal into effect, okay? Now, my question is, how are you able to indict somebody for having an ideal, which she called a scheme, huh? Now, I'm not saying that the defendant is guilty of anything that she's calling the scheme. I'm talking about the word scheme, okay? Because she never said it was a crime. She said scheme, huh? Why didn't she call it a crime? Because if this was a crime, why isn't she calling it a crime? But she's calling it a scheme. See, you got to watch these Democrat wording, because one thing they love to do is play word salad. They love to redefine the words, okay? So what this seems like to me, and in my own humble opinion, it's just another alleged, made up, coordinated, and colluded plot to get Trump. Uh-huh, that's all it is. And because she's implementing the alleged plot, there lies the real crime. Woo, Silk just called it right on out. Yes, it's not a crime to think about something. It's a crime after you implement it. So she said what they were doing was a scheme. So you saying that Trump allies, all they was doing was thinking about this? Is that what you're saying to me? Huh? Because here's my question. Did the defendants stop the transfer of the presidency in 2020? Huh? Did they? If the answer is no, then I want to know why the hell is our tax, American tax dollars, being wasted on a frivolous case with malice? Why? Huh? See, when you're scheming and you're plotting something, you're thinking about something. Then once you put that into action, now it becomes a crime if it's criminal. Okay? So you can't go all the, well, they was thinking about this. Their intent was this. But did they do it? Now, according to her opponent, in 2022, this is Abe Hamaday, okay, who's now running for the U.S. House seat. He stated on the Steve Bannon show that there is still 9,000 uncounted ballots in hers and his election for Arizona AG, that the Court of Appeals denied him a new trial. But there was one brave judge who said he should get a new trial because the government withheld evidence. My question to this illegitimate Attorney General Chris Mays, did you investigate that? Huh? Did you investigate? You investigate everything else. Did you investigate that? Did the government withhold evidence? Did you investigate that? Huh? Now, let's look at the timing of all of this, okay? How can these Democrats implement their lawfare without any objection, huh? From my understanding, Arizona is the fourth state to file criminal charges. This is what you call lawfare and election interference. So now I ask the question, the real serious question. Where are Republican attorney generals? Where are Republican DAs? Okay, because we are finding fraud in every state that pertains to the 2020 and the 2022 elections. Okay, the 2020 presidential election falls under federal. So now I ask, where is the Republican Congress? Who can allow the people the opportunity to show all the evidence? So where you at, Republican Congress? Where are you at? Somewhere with your ass spreading like butter. That's what it appears like to me. Then I'm listening to the Supreme Court, you all. Y'all give me about 5 more minutes and I'm going to open up the phone line so that you can ask me any question that you want to ask me. I'm listening to the Supreme Court case and on the presidential immunity, okay? Now you have Adam Schiff the Schiff. He done lied in Congress. Done dramatized some stuff. He did it for his own personal reasons, okay? But they want to say he's immune from lying. You have Jim Crow Joe Biden, who's allegedly, and I have to say allegedly because they hadn't, even though we got the proof and the truth, we still got to wait on the Congress to call his behind to the table, okay? But he's allegedly using his office to go after his political opponent. Is he immune from prosecution? And we all know that this is personal, huh? You have President Donald J. Trump who questioned the 2020 election. And like I said, he was a contestant, huh? He was the president when he ran again, all right? And he was working to secure America's election. Once again, he was still the president. So do the Democrats think that he's not immune from questioning the fraud that took place in the election? You want to say we want to remove his immunity so we can criminally indict him because he's asked questions about the 2020 election, huh? He sent out the proper people, the legal team to go out and investigate. Wait, don't make me think I didn't see what I saw. I don't wear glasses for nothing. I saw the ballots being pulled from underneath the table and put through the tabulators multiple times. The same ballot ran through multiple times in the wee hours of the morning. I saw the video. We all saw the doggone video. We all saw what went down when they stopped the machines, when it turned from election day to election week. We all saw this go down, okay? So you're gonna, what, indict people for asking questions about the fraudulent election? Why is all of the indictments going one way? That's what I want to know, huh? Why is it going one way and you're going against the people that's asked questions about the fraudulent election? But the ones that stole it, the ones that were selected, are you just going to sit there and just continue to dump on the ones that's wanting to know the truth about what really went down? Huh? We saw when all of the machines, when the machines there in Arizona, when it quote unquote malfunctioned, we all saw it. We all heard the people come out, oh, put it in this box. Oh, put it in that box. That wasn't nothing but a cheating tactic. So people should be able to go back. If they are a contestant in the contest of the election, they should be able to go back and contest the outcome of that election to see what really went down. And what I say to this here particular illegitimate attorney general, go ahead and count those 9,000 extra ballots that's sitting there that you won't count. Why won't you count it? Because you know your ass gonna lose. All right. Listen, you all, here's the phone number, and I'm gonna give you this information before I play these next clips, all right? The phone number is 877-810-SILK. 877-810-7455. All right. You have a question for me? If you want to vent about something, is something on your mind, something been on your mind, and you want to just call it out, call me now. That's right. Call me now. Okay. 1-877-810-SILK. All right. 877-810-7455. And my producers, you all let me know when we have a call. In the meantime, I have a clip. Trump versus Biden. Please play clip 2 and 3.
I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds.
So when you were in Beto, no, when you said you're going to take our guns,
I did not say that. That's not true. I did not say that.
It's a viral video.
It's a viral video like the other ones they're putting out that are simply a lie.
Your voice, you said that you're taking the guns.
Well, he just clarified it.
Wait. Take your AR-14s.
Okay, this is not okay.
Hold on.
All right.
Hey, let's go. There's a lot of guys. A lot of guys want it.
I'm not worried. Hold on. Give me a break, man.
You're pushing it up on me.
Hey, there's a lot of guys.
Here's the deal.
We love you.
Do you have any iron workers?
Give me a pen.
Mr. President, let me see. Yeah, well,
let me have that one.
He's yours.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. USA. 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 USA.
Mr. President, thank you.
Thank you, darling.
We love you. God bless you.
Can you sign this for me, Mr. President?
We love you. Thank you very much.
Can you sign this for me, Mr. President? Oh, thank you, Mr. President. Thank you.
No, I had my hat forgot to take.
Oh, don't worry about it. What, do you have a hat? Give me a hat.
Actually, I should have got you to sign a hat instead. Sorry.
There's the fake news over there.
I know, fake news. Yeah.
Fake news.
Sorry, Mr. Trump.
Here you go, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, President Trump. We love you, man. We love you, Mr. Trump.
They rigged this election.
They rigged the election. Oh, yes, they did. They're not going to do it this time, Mr. President.
They're not doing it. They're
going to
try.
You're going to be our next president, Mr. Trump. Thank you, sir. We love you, Mr. President.
I know the order.
I'm going to get this off. Here. Yep.
4 more years. 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 4 more years.
Oh, I love you.
Thank you for your service, gentlemen. Thank you for your service.
We need you. USA!
What a day.
Wow, you all. Oh, my God. That just brings joy to my heart. Now, when I first started off with that old Jim Crow Joe Biden, y'all see the total difference? He was like a schizophrenic imbecile. Yeah, he was ready to fight, ready to jump because somebody was calling his old behind out. Uh-huh. Now you have President Donald J. Trump with the construction workers. And you see the total difference? Do you see the difference? That's what we need. Somebody, a man with a master plan to make America great again is who and what we need here in our country to run our country, okay? This dictatorish regime that's in there right now, we don't need that, y'all. We do not need that. Uh-uh. It's what I see going on right now in our country is just basically, it's like it's in hell. Yeah. And they just continue to set fire to it, set fire to it. That's what I continue to see here with the regime. But guess what? The people are waking up. The people are waking up. The people are waking up. And I have proof that the people are waking up. Can you please play clip 4?
We are basically Democrats, all of us. And after what's happened the last 4 years in this country, Democrats are basically pushing everybody to the other side. We're a very patriotic group and we love our country and we want the best for America. We are tired of immigration. We're tired of our tax dollars going to immigration. We're tired of the crime. We need to put a handle on things in this country and bring it back to how it should be.
Woohoo. Woohoo. That's right. Uh-huh. That's Trump Democrats, y'all. Uh-huh. People are waking up. People are waking up from the foolery that's going on in our country. Now, do I have any calls? You all let me know. Put something up there. Let me know when I have calls. Listen, you all, 877-810-SILK. I promise you all that I was going to allow you all to vent. This is your opportunity to do it. Make sure you turn down your cell phones, your computers, your TVs, your radios, remember stereos. Turn them down whenever you call in, okay? So I can hear you and you can hear me, all right? All right? So now while we're still waiting on some calls to come in, y'all act like y'all scared to talk to me. Y'all act like you're scared to talk to me. Somebody go ahead and call in and so that you can talk to Silk. In the meantime, real quick, I want to know, did you all know that it's a possibility that Jim Crow Joe Biden may declare a national climate emergency, you all? Uh-huh. He may declare a national climate change as a national emergency. All right. If he do this, okay, he will be granted COVID-like powers. And it's also being compared to 9/11 emergency powers, you all. Okay. The Centers for Biological Diversity have estimated Joe Biden will be granted about 130 wartime powers. All right. So I guess this is going to be a war against the climate. Huh? Listen, I just need to know, how do you fight Mother Nature? Huh? Unless the climate is being engineered. Ooh. I'm going to have to say allegedly, because I'm not up there while they doing the engineering of the weather, of the climate. But the ones that seem to be so concerned about the climate, you all, guess what? They the ones flying around here in they private jets all the time. Huh? The little peasants. Hell, we can't even fly on a regular plane to keep it from crashing, the tire coming off, the door falling off. Huh? So that's what I had heard, you all. So I will continue to do some more digging on that, and I will report back to you. I am seeing that we have a caller on the line that want to talk to Silk. Hello, caller. Somebody let me know their names. Can you put the names up? Karen from North Carolina. Hi, darling. Yeah. You're on with Silk. Yeah. What's your question? What you want to vent about? Hey, baby.
Well, I want to vent about this J6 Select Committee that Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and Jamie Raskin and all them are such a phony baloney, and Benny Thompson. And yes. I want to know why, when our Republicans finally took the House in 2022, they said they promised all the stuff, why they didn't investigate that. And investigate with Elizabeth Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger. Remember, Pelosi wouldn't allow anybody on there except those two. Those are cutthroats. Uh-huh. And I think, why? Why wasn't that ever investigated? And then they destroyed all the documents now, you know? And
You're absolutely right, Karen. You're absolutely right. Why didn't the Republican Congress and do what they said it was going to do? That's what they said that they was going to do. Their first thing that they said, girl, they said that, oh, we can't do nothing right now because the Democrats is in there. But once we get the House, we're going to do this, and this. And you can't, all we see what they're doing is sending money to a whole nother foreign country. Girl, you're getting me hot around the collar, and I'm not even wearing one tonight.
God bless you, Silk. You're so precious. And I love that when Ava Chen's on there with you, it's just wonderful.
You know,
Thank you so much, she enlightens us. Thank you. Have a blessed night.
And you do the same, Karen. All right. Do we have another caller? You all let me know. I'm just going to have to keep on talking about this illegitimate bastard that we have there in the White House that's destroying our country. All right, we have another caller on the line. Who we got on the line here? We have who? Who do we have, baby? We have a caller from, okay, is that Oregon?
Oh.
Okay, darling.
Yep.
Hey, darling, you're on with Silk. Hey, darling, what's your question or what do you want to think about?
When is this movie going to be over? It's like Derek Johnson and what he's been talking about.
Okay, so I know Derek Johnson. I don't get into everything that he speak about because he's not like I'm sitting there listening to him. But when I really truly look at everything, one thing that my sister and I said is that these people look fake. Now, I don't know if you remember us saying it, but these people look fake. That White House looks fake. Whenever he be there speaking and have the red carpet behind him and it just keep going and going and going. See, one thing they don't realize is I'm an editor. Okay, I was behind the scenes editing. I know how to make things look a certain way. All right, so I could see it clear as day. Me and Diamond was like, no, something is fake about this. And you know what, darling? I do truly believe that this is a movie that we are looking at, and it's about our perception. It's about what we are perceiving, what they're putting out there. They're putting these seeds out there to see what we gonna eat. All right, Just don't drink the Kool-Aid out there and trust God. That's all I can say is trust God. Is what you're going to have to do. Get off the grid. Get you a start growing your own vegetables. That's right. Grow your own garden. Do whatever you need to do so you don't have to depend on them, because they're surely pushing something that's nefarious here in our country. And that's in my own humble opinion. What say you, baby?
Yep. I miss soap. I miss Diamond. But I remember you both saying about the mm-hmm. stage at the White House. I remember that specifically. And I do grow my own garden. And I do can. And I do have a lot of food. So I'm set. Because you guys, I'm all good.
That's right, baby. We've been talking about this for a very, very long time. Thank you so much for calling in, sweetheart. God bless you.
All right. Love you guys.
Right. Thank you. Thank you so, so much. You know, she's absolutely right, you all. Y'all better learn how to garden. You better learn how to grow a plant. You may not have no land, but you better get you a pot and some dirt and start growing some stuff. You better do that hydroponic growing, gardening, whatever it is. That's what you better start doing. We got another caller on the line, sweetie. Come on. Well, what do you have? You have a question? Anita, you have a question for me, darling, or do you want to vent? Your own with self.
I want to say it is such an honor to talk to you. You're so beautiful and amazing. And I just want them to stop sending all this money over to all these other countries, Ukraine, it's never going to stop, and trying to get our president, Donald J. Trump, all the time. And I want you to be the press secretary.
Girl, can you imagine me being a press secretary? Oh my God. Now listen, one time when
it
Diamond
would be
and I
amazing.
There, when we was up there at the White House, we actually had the opportunity to go into the press room and sit there and act as the press secretary. And we was calling on this one and calling on that one. Oh, it was so much fun. Okay, honey, you have to let President Donald J. Trump know. Now listen. When I'm up there on the TV as the press secretary, I don't know how to be what? Civil? I don't know how to be African American. All I know how to do is to get straight black and call all of them mofos right on out. Is that going to be okay with you?
That is perfect. That's exactly what we need. We need That's you right. to tell it like it is. And I love that about you. And it's just like Donald Trump telling it how it is. And we need him back in the White House. And I'll tell him. I don't know how I'll tell him, but we need Silk for press secretary.
God bless your heart, darling. God bless you. Thank you so much, Anita. I truly appreciate it, darling. God bless you. Thank you, sweetie. All right. Do we have
God
another
bless you.
Thank you, sweetie. Do we have another caller on the line? Let me know. Yeah, we got another caller on the line. Hello, you're on with Silk. What's your question, darling?
Yes.
Do you want to vent? Talk to me.
I want to vent.
Come on, let's vent, baby.
I want to vent because I tried to get hold of different people because I have ideas how we can, as a country, come together to fight, because there's more of us than there are of them. But when I tried to reach the National Republican Party, and I even emailed them because they don't have a phone number, nobody contacts me back. I even tried to contact certain people to give them my idea that we should have a day where everybody gets up and rises up and said, we're not taking it anymore. But you can't get anybody to call you back or to do anything. And I donate to Donald Trump and everything, and I get text messages, but you can't reach anybody to for them to hear what you have to say. And they keep saying that it's going to be up to us, the people, to bring back the country, but then they don't. They should get us all together and have a weekend or whatever to get up and everybody stand as MAGA people and do something like they did with Hands Across America. We need to go across America. But I can't get anybody to listen to me.
I'm listening to you, darling, and I absolutely love it.
I appreciate it, and I love everything you do, and I'm just finishing up Passover, so... But what's going on in the country is that people have been indoctrinated, and we have to do like they do with people who have been in different situations. We have to reprogram them, and nobody talks about that. But you know, they keep saying, and I'm very upset with Mike in the House because he hasn't done anything for the J6ers. And they're political prisoners, and you can't reach anybody. And I call all the people, and I let them have it. And I call all their offices. I don't just call the one in Washington D.C. I call their offices around the country when they're there and tell them what I think.
Uh huh. And that's because
I live in the state of Maryland, which is
Michelle. It's good that you're doing that, darling. Michael. And let me tell you something, Michelle. I want you to know that the way that you feel, a lot of people feel that exact same way. But you know what? When it happens, it's not going to be staged. It's going to be authentic because people have had it up to here. Okay, with everything that's going on, something is going to truly break out in this country. And I'm telling you, I know it's going to happen. And exactly what you're saying. That's exactly what's going to happen. That's what's going to have to happen. When you're talking about people being reprogrammed, how about when they come over here to our country, they assimilate to our ways, so we won't have to reprogram them, okay? Stop allowing...
Yeah, no, about those people, but I'm talking about all these people protesting and going against Jews, which I'm a Jew, and...
Listen, Michelle, this is all staged, darling. This is all stage. Stop allowing.
I know that they're getting paid.
Right. All of this is paid for. All of this is staged. Okay. What we got to do is look.
Yeah, but how come nobody goes after Soros and take him to court?
Because they're being paid off by Soros. That's why. Because they're all being paid off by Soros. They're Soros puppets. Okay. That's what's going on. Michelle, thank you so much for calling in, sweetheart. I really truly
thank you for all your good work.
Thank you, sweetheart. And like she said, you all, when it comes down to Mike Johnson is who he is, all right? He ain't nothing but a liar, okay? You can call him all type of Christians that you want to call him. I'll call him a devil in disguise, a straight up snake is what I call him, all right? They hadn't done nothing for the J Sisters. Money been sent overseas, and then they asking for more money. If you ain't won the doggone war by now, you ain't going to win it. Let me just be frank with you all. What you going to do, shoot missiles into bricks? Because everything should be blown up by now with all of the money been sent over there. But if they stop laundering the money, in my own humble opinion, and I'm going to say allegedly, but if they stop laundering the money back to themselves, then maybe something can get done. That's how I feel about it. That's my spiel. And I'm sticking to it. Now, listen, don't forget the first 100 people who go to patchthat.info. I'm going to send you an Eon patch for free, and I'm going to send you an SP6 patch for free, but it's the first 100 people. Include your mailing address. Listen, don't forget every day at 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we stop what we're doing and we pray. I pray for you. You pray for me. We pray for each other, all right? Pray for President Donald J. Trump, you all. He's good, y'all. God got this. God got him. Continue to pray for him, continue to pray for his family, and pray for God to heal the land. So in the meantime and in between time, I look forward to seeing you next time right here on Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. I love y'all. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
y'all.
Hey.
We're Diamond and Silk.
Mm-hmm.
Join us Monday through Fridays, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on frankspeech.com, Lindell TV, with Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live.
That's right.
Oh, it be going down over here.
You know
that's
it.
That's Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Hey.
We want to see your face.
Your face.
In the place.
Boom.
Forget about Brave Care, you all, where they break down healthcare barriers to save you time and money. Mm-hmm. Go to bravecare.com, use promo code Trump1 to sign up for your first bundle. If you're having problems when it comes to these hospitals, when it comes to these doctors, it's not just about the pandemic, it can be about anything. Bravecare.com, use promo code Trump1 to receive a discount. Also, don't forget about the hypochlorous body spray.
Yes.
If you want to keep pathogens, viruses, and bacteria at bay, go to cbspray.com and get your hypochlorous spray. If you haven't gotten your potassium iodine, if you need hydroxychloroquine, or if you need ivermectin, go to drstellamd.com.
Yes.
And we've been talking about the circulatory system or how it affects and impacts everything. Go over there to the Dr. Artist Show and pick up you something for that. Everything, use promo code Trump1. Now listen, I know with everything I said, I don't want you to get a little hasty, but I want you to go over there and get you some tasty at mystore.com. Get the My Coffee, the pods. They are available. Even get you a nice coffee cup. You can get that at mystore.com. Use promo code Trump1 to receive a discount. That's mystore.com.
Right. I say the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake with my coffee.
I love it, y'all. I love it. So make sure. But also, don't forget about mypillow.com.
Yes.
Use promo code Trump1 to receive up to 66% off your entire purchase over there. Don't forget about our book, UprisingMyStore.com. Promo code Trump1. Don't forget about our bumper sticker and our t-shirt.
Yes.
It took 2,000 mules to install one jackass. Mm-hmm. DiamondandSilk.com. Use promo code Trump1 as well.
Yeah.